The tongue of a frog is most useful to the creature in catching the flies and other small insects on which it feeds. It is joined to the lower jaw in front and not at the back as our tongues are. The tongue of a frog lies in the mouth pointing upwards. At its tip, there is a kind of sticky pad. When the frog sees a fly which it wants to catch, it thrusts out its tongue till the sticky pad touches the insect, which is then drawn into the frog's mouth. The red tongue is thrust out and pulled back so quickly that you can hardly see it move. Have you ever noticed that the frog is always swallowing something? What he swallows is air, and this is the only way in which the air gets to his lungs. Frogs breathe very slowly and do not take into their bodies so much air in proportion to their size as we do. For this reason, the frog's blood is cold, while our blood is warm. Frogs do not eat plants, so they do no harm in a garden. But they do a great deal of good in such a place, for they feed on insects and slugs and other small animals which do eat plants. Frogs are most often seen in damp and wet weather, for then they come out of their hiding places to enjoy the moisture. They like water because it helps them keep their skin moist. If their skin gets dry, they will soon die. Never hurt the poor frogs, for they do no harm, but much good. When you hear them calling croak, croak to each other in the ponds, do not throw stones at them.